This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Nearly $2 trillion lost in tech, the bills farmers pay, and buying a racehorse by the piece. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There is some blue amid the clouds of Wall Street this morning, with stock index futures up amid a very rough April into May. Yesterday, the NASDAQ index full of tech companies fell more than 4%. Year to date, it's down nearly 27%. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The message that appears to be coming from Wall Street is risk aversion. Yes, from the same Wall Street that piled into tech stocks, virtually any tech stock, during the pandemic, looking for high returns in a low interest rate environment. That last part is changing, with the Federal Reserve hiking rates to combat inflation, and investors appear worried about the risk that the central bank's moves could trigger a recession. Deutsche Bank has predicted one by the end of next year. In the meantime, tech stocks, even big tech, are feeling the brunt of those recession concerns. At the end of March, Apple was a $2.9 trillion company. Its value now, less than $2.5 trillion. Microsoft's recent peak was $2.3 trillion. Now it's under $2. The same pattern at Amazon, Alphabet, and Facebook parent Meta. Add up the losses among those biggest of big tech, and they total nearly $2 trillion in market value wiped out over the last 5 weeks and a day. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Right now, Dow futures are up 280 points, 0.9%. S&P futures are up 1%. NASDAQ futures are up 1.4%. The 10-year interest rate down at 3.02%. Where there's not a let-up in selling this morning is Bitcoin, the popular digital currency. It's down another 5% at near $31,500. Bitcoin has been cut in half, down more than 50% over 6 months. Now let's take today's economic pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. Today, a farmer with 6,000 acres in California's fertile but dry Central Valley. Terra Nova Ranch does tomatoes, onions, good old arugula, 25 different crops. Terra Nova's Don Cameron is also the president of the California Board of Food and Agriculture, and he's got inflation hitting him from all angles. Mr. Cameron, good to reconnect.
Good to be back with you.
Now, I'm thinking some of your inputs are getting more expensive. I keep covering headline inflation figures, but then I start thinking about, for instance, the price of diesel fuel. You must use a lot of diesel.
Quite a bit. All of our tractors run on diesel. So not only the cost for us here on farm, but just to get our products to the facilities for processing or to the markets has just skyrocketed. We've seen fertilizer double from a year ago. We just see all of our inputs getting more expensive. Not only the inputs like that, but our labor cost has increased. But I think the real key to our increases have been just the lack of water here in California.
And it must be especially frustrating for you because you've spent a lot of time and energy thinking about preparing for California's water situation and trying to build the infrastructure that would get you through the dry times, but it's dry.
Yeah, the state is just dry from the north end all the way to the south. We had record low rainfall and reservoir levels are unbelievably low, to where the state allocation for farmers is 5% of normal and the federal water allocation is actually zero. So there's a lot of empty fields that aren't being planted, something I've never seen before. You know, we're seeing A lot of the almonds that have been planted over the year, they're being taken out just because of the lack of water. I know in Northern California, you know, there's normally 500,000 acres of rice, and we know that 270 to 300,000 acres will not be produced this year. So what we're seeing is issues with, I think, food security and lack of the things that you're used to seeing on the grocery shelves in the future may be a little tougher to find.
So I'm probably paying more for a tomato then, right, on my end.
Yeah, we grow a lot of processing tomatoes here. And for 2022, our price increased 25%. And our growers are saying that even that, they're barely making it with all the increase in prices that they've seen. And we anticipate another increase for the 2023 crop. So we're already thinking about next year and what we're going to grow, how we're going to grow it, and how much we'll be paid.
Don Cameron of Terra Nova Ranch in California. He is president of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Great to be with you again.
If all that is not enough, when his farm went to replace a pickup truck, they tried for months to get a vehicle from dealer inventory, but because of supply chain bottlenecks, they had to order out of the factory, and they're still waiting.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After that 80-1 crazy long shot victory in the Kentucky Derby, the winning horse, Rich Strike, goes on to the Preakness on the 21st of May. An Oklahoma oil man had purchased the winner for $30,000. The horse is now worth millions, and investors don't have to buy a whole horse. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Last year, the average price of a yearling, a one-year-old racehorse, was about 86 grand, which was a strong market. The official numbers aren't out yet for 2022, but so far,
the sales have just been wildly successful.
Ray Pollock writes about horse racing for the Pollock Report. He attributes the hot market to rich people with pent-up COVID demand. But the good times may not last that long.
Over the last few decades, the price of horses has pretty much tracked parallel to the S&P.
And with stock markets having a rough few months, there's less disposable cash to pony up. A new model of ownership less focused on ROI is emerging, something called micro shares, where the 99% can buy 1% of a horse. Gary Fenton is board chair of the Thoroughbred Owners of California.
Someone who doesn't have the disposable income can get in the sport.
But Fenton says purchasing a micro share of a horse is more about enjoying the sport than enjoying big returns. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
It is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.